up, people? I really like that noise. I told Nikki to start the show off with that noise.
Oh my god, dude.
It's just satisfying. Bless you know your what heart, I mean?
Dude.
Welcome to episode 5 of Yo. She Freak.
Hey.
We're getting into another playlist. Streaming Sundays volume 28.
Right? Yeah.
Yeet. Yeet that playlist, man.
I will kicking it off with a young man called Jiwoo.
Jiwoo.
I'm not 100% sure how to say this because it's almost in a different language, it looks.
Comme des garçons. That does look like a different language.
Oops.
That does look like a different language.
Anyway.
I don't quite know how to
His name's Jiwoo. J-I-W-O-O.
How'd you find this?
I was just thinking about it.
Right? I remember you telling me you like how the drums kick in.
Yo, dude, it'll come in again and I will notify you.
I feel like
you.
I'm out of breath. Whoa, okay. I just had coffee.
Just breathe.
I'm just going to sit over here and breathe. Deep breathing.
It's a super mellow song.
It's a chill one to kick it off with.
His little album is actually really good as well.
Is it?
Yes, very good.
Is it another mini album or is it like a full length?
I want to say it's like 6 songs if I remember.
Okay.
I found him on YouTube.
The tubes.
Purely on the tile of his music video.
It must be a pretty good tile then.
Honestly,
was it,
I want to say it's of him, like his profile.
Oh.
Yo, there was some like yummy saturated black and whites, dude.
A good color.
A good black and white.
A good black and white.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Me neither, but that's some good content. That's some good content.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the drums?
I did hear the drums.
Bro, I don't know whoever came up with that.
Right? That sounds like the almost 3-4.
Like 1-2. And then it kicks in. It's
right.
Bum, bum, bum,
right, right. That's a
super
good.
Good.
That's a good slow jazz.
If you're looking for some kind of moody,
right,
but also very melodic. Mm-hmm. Every song is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple really beautiful piano songs.
Yeah.
Lots of cool guitar.
Really.
And then with this, it's like all organic instruments.
Right.
And then you have...
Does he do like dancey K-poppy stuff too or no?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
It's all very this.
Just chill. Like very jazzy.
Yeah.
Very, almost a little bit of R&B.
There you go.
You know?
Yes. Stunning voice.
Dude, obs.
Yo.
Obs, bruh.
The boy's got his shit together.
No, that's tight. That's super tight.
I've had it on repeat,
mm-hmm.
bouncing back and forth between this, Sam Kim and 17.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a fire.
It's devil's fire, dude.
Bro, 17 is something we're going to get into next week, I'm sure. I don't think there's a 17 track in here.
I don't think so.
So don't want to ruin the absolute chaos that will go down next week.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Should we touch on it a bit? Or
I mean,
just let it be.
All you need to know is there's 13 boys in one group.
In one group. I thought 7 was a lot.
I
dude.
Know one of their names.
It's gonna take time.
I know
time.
Them all by face.
Right. It's gonna
boys.
Take time.
There's a precious baby in that group. Mm-hmm. That's 5 feet tall and 5 inches, and
Nikki just calls him 5'5".
He's oh my god, dude! Little dudes are just
it's
perfect.
Adorable.
It's really
it's adorable,
great.
But
it doesn't
I
help
mean,
that he's in a group with a bunch of fucking
like trees.
Everybody's 5'11" and then
and taller, right? No, BTS is on break, so we've been like
a little
wandering,
a little thirsty, y'all.
We've been wandering.
We've been K-pop hopping.
K-pop hopping.
Yeah, bro. Dude, like bar hopping.
No, I know. I totally got it, bro.
Wait, I hope this isn't on shuffle. Let me just...
Bro. Dude, we have this same problem.
It's cool, though, dude. What the...
Whoa, stop. Calm down, microphone. Don't yell.
555. Oh, God. What's your
pull
code?
Pull the mic away if you're going to scream.
Sorry! No, mate. It's definitely not on shuffle.
Jeez, you pause it for no damn reason. What's next? Wow.
Maddie does that all the time.
The first one was Nikki. The second one was me.
I'm so scared right now because it ain't working.
What?
Bruh. Give me a fat minute. I have service and everything.
What? Like, Spotify is letting us down.
Spotify's a devil.
It just really doesn't want to play that song.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys, yo.
This is a jam. This is a jam.
It's so funny because our dad, I played this for dad.
Right.
And he thought it was an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover.
Right.
It's which
totally
I thought
not.
Was so awesome.
Right.
It's, dude, okay. I don't.
I think.
Makoto.
Makoto.
Matsushita.
I'm pretty good. It's Japanese. I'm pretty good at the pronunciation, I feel.
I just get scared that I'm going to say it wrong right. And offend somebody.
Makoto Matsushita. Yeah.
Makoto
Matsushita. Matsushita.
It's called This Is All I Have For You. Yo, guys,
this is from the 80s.
This is
right?
80s.
Japanese. Like jazz, pop jazz.
Yeah. And I, again.
How did you find this?
When I'm on YouTube, it just turns into a fucking, like, ADD.
Just a dangerous place.
I will click on anything that's cute, anything anything with color,
right.
Anything with beautiful looking things. But I was like, it was like next to a lo-fi playlist.
Oh.
But it was like easy listening Japanese 80s instrumental.
Dude, that's such a thing. Like I
yo dude.
Bro.
It's such a cool jam.
It's really a cool like, jam when you played it
when
I was like
when
the
chorus kicks
this, man?
It's so sassy. I'm like I wish I could
chorus.
See this here so. Comes
oh, this is all I have for you. Damn yeah.
Like
awesome.
this is a song you'd pick for karaoke.
Oh hell yes.
When you're you know just bopping around.
Oh my gosh. Bopping around, don't know what's way's up,
and then all this happens.
Dude, that's a fat keyboard solo right there.
Yeah, dude.
See, again, people always want to hate on 80s music, but, like, there's some absolute jams that came out of the 80s. Like, you want to fight?
Time.
You want to fight?
Like, yeah. Every era has
dumb music.
Garbage. And
just look at the shit that's coming out right now.
Right now, fam. We won't name names, but you know.
I mean, I can think of one right now, but I won't say it.
Oh, no. Can I know?
I'm trying to, like...
Can I know?
I'm trying to telepathically tell you right now what
I mean,
it is.
Wait. Is it male or female?
Male.
A singular.
Yeah,
a singular?
It's just a dumb song. It's massive. But it's just a dumb song.
It's massive
people
male.
People love that shit.
A massive male song. What? Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck that song. Take your horses and go.
Oh, Nikki's gonna ruin it
get
now.
Get out of here. Nah, dude. No, Junie is the only saving grace for that shit, bruh.
I mean, the guy, dude, he's really funny on Twitter.
Yo,
like,
that's
really
awesome.
Really funny on Twitter.
Appreciate
I think he's
it.
A sweet soul. He just met Oprah, but that song is...
He just met Oprah? Bruh, I used a GIF of Oprah last
I
night.
I saw it,
and
dude.
It was fire.
It really was.
Okay, all right.
Anyways,
I love
yeah.
bread.
Just like, yeah, there's dumb songs in every generation that get popular.
It's cool,
know?
Dude, because you know what?
That dumb shit, songs make the world a happy place sometimes.
I would maybe, if it was gonna secure me financially for life, one time
one
only,
time
bro.
Only.
I might
it's
be real
one
stupid.
Time only deal. One time only deal. That's hilarious.
I'm sorry. I'm really not that mean.
You ruined it.
I'm sorry, dude. Spend the day.
I'm trying to keep it.
Spend the day.
So we don't get hate in the future. I don't hate him at all.
No, not at all.
Dumb song. I think everyone can agree that's a dumb song.
It's really a
lot. It's so dumb. It's brilliant.
Yes.
It's one of those ones.
Yeah.
This is a long song.
Yo, dude, the first two songs are kind of long. I feel like all 80s songs are like 100 minutes long.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
There's 30 seconds left.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think it's going to do a classic fade out.
Nice.
If my,
the 80s fade out.
If my,
All I have for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't talk.
It's okay.
Peep that fade out.
Peep that fade out. Peep.
I'm going to sip my tea, and that's peep the that. Tea.
Is it going? There it goes. Oh, there it goes. 80s fade out for the win. Bro.
All right, who's up next? What's up?
Who's on next?
Oh, yo, dude. This whole playlist is me.
It's not.
On Forge.
But the first
three songs, for sure.
The first few songs. Dude, yeah. This song slaps.
I think I saw, if I'm correct, a stunning boy in heels dancing like a motherfucking queen to this song. And I was like, what are the lyrics? Oh my god. Like, this is Korean. I don't understand. Yeah. So I like looked through the comments.
Yeah.
Found who it was.
CLC, right?
CLC. These girls slap.
Right.
The song's called Me.
Me.
It's their newest song.
Nice. They've been around for a minute.
I support, bitch.
Girl groups that are hitting it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And then they
I swear to God. And doesn't that mean beautiful me? I swear, I'm down means beautiful. I swear to God.
The only beautiful I know is Yipo.
Right? I think it means... I'm probably way wrong.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll find it out.
I'll find it out
if it is.
Right? I think it is.
Beautiful me, or is it do it like me?
I don't know. I'm trying to just breathe over here.
It's okay, dude.
Has anyone else been struggling with this? Because... Damn.
Because weather change?
It's definitely because of the season change.
What is it called? Equinox?
Right. Today is the vernal
equinox. Vernor's equinox.
Vernon. It's Vernon's equinox.
Hello, brother. America.
Hurt. Again, a 17 reference that none of you understand.
Again,
he's won't get
Ross
it.
Lynch if Ross Lynch
he's
was
Leonardo
Korean.
DiCaprio.
What?
And he's also the boy from the Neverending Story.
Oh my god, dude.
And it fucking kills me. Is it the second one? It's the second one. It's
I
the Neverending Story 2.
Out.
Also, DJ's boyfriend from Full House in that episode.
Yeah, and he's an asshole.
And they're in, like, barely junior
he
high.
He breaks her heart.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite part's coming up.
Okay.
I'm just listen to this really high part that goes... Ah.
Okay.
Oh. Ah. Like, how did she do that?
Like, skills.
Props to whomever... I live for
I
it.
I forgot what I was talking about.
So do it like that.
What was I talking about?
DJ's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. No, another 17 reference that
yeah, dude,
no one understands.
Okay.
You won't get
Who
it until next week.
Anything.
No one
we
understands
say.
Me.
Dude, for fucking real.
Nobody gets me, bro.
Bro, you get me, bro.
I know, bro.
That was a good one, too. Three high fives.
Bro, that sounded like...
Three high
out.
Fives. What's next?
Who the fuck dropped Pink Floyd on us?
I'm going to tell you in a second. I'm going to tell
it,
you.
Oh, this is like Wish You Were Here. Everybody's
right,
a fishbowl and swimming in a ball of fish.
Poisoned Alice. Poisoned Alice sent us this last week. Just so you guys know, if you haven't been paying attention, every Sunday in our Instagram stories, we post what are you listening to? and you essentially help us build our She Freak playlist, our Streaming Sundays playlist that we listen to every Sunday and rant on about. Is it playing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just got the longest intro ever, I guess. But yeah, we've been getting some amazing suggestions, actually.
Yo, it's been super fun listening to it's been other people's
really
music.
Fun. Sometimes it's like, holy crap, what's that?
Right?
Like, we had a couple come in last night that will go in next week's playlist. And Nikki and I just were just like, this is going to be interesting to talk about next week.
I love instruments.
You know, trying to be, because, you know, we're not going to like every song, but that's kind of the beauty in it, and finding something, I can't even think right now.
Dude, I just died.
You just zoned.
Did you hear that? Did you see my mic just go?
Yep, I did.
Guys, dude.
We're both holding our mics and just like kicked back in our chairs right now because we're not live streaming.
Yeah, dude. Thank God.
Thank God.
And thank God.
And thank God. I keep losing my train of thought so bad. I can't think, man. What was I talking about?
Chingo Jeshi.
Yeah, I am your friend. Yeah, anyways.
Ipo.
We're definitely not going to like every song or personally, Jesus, connect to every song. No one needs that ASMR shit right now,
you
okay?
You can't even hear it.
You will be able to hear that. Guarantee.
I was wiping my mic off. Oh my god, stop.
ASMR. Shit freaks me out. Don't
want to know.
Anyways,
where I first
stuff.
Heard this song.
Where?
In ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
Art class. Because my teacher was a fucking psychopath.
Uh huh.
And all she played was
Pearl Jam, right?
GD Pearl Jam. So. Absolutely not. I was like, bitch, I cannot get my artist on to this. Okay?
It's garbage.
But you know what's hilarious?
You were an emo kid to the core, too.
Oh, dude,
so.
She hated my guts, and same to you, bitch.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't even know who I am. She doesn't even know who I am, dude. I left the class.
Right. Nikki was the kind of kid who would just not. She'd just leave. She'd just disappear. She'd be like, I'm going in the fucking closet, bitch. I'm putting my headphones in, bitch.
Dude, we
don't
had,
talk
like,
to me.
No, you know how the art room had the big area
the
where
closet.
Where it was a drying room.
Yes.
And all that stuff.
The huge room.
Yes.
But then there was a separate room off to the side. That held smaller art classes.
I think, yeah, we were in the small room.
Right. Yeah, all freshmen are in that room.
Yes.
Yeah. Freshman classes are in that room. You don't get to be in the big room till you're in 10th grade.
For a week straight, because she gave me shit every time I was really into something.
Yeah.
Drawing along. Like, your lines aren't like... Oh, that's too dark, or you need to be more light-handed.
I'd
blah,
be like,
blah, blah.
You're the football
like,
coach's wife.
Actually,
sorry.
No. So I started going into the closet room. Pottery dry room and doing all my drawing there with my motherfucking EP? Yeah, EP, my MP3 player.
MP3 player.
Does anybody know?
For you children, MP3 players were the shit.
And I'm pretty sure I listened to Falling Up.
Nice.
While I drew portraits of myself, Davey.
Nice.
Drumsticks. I drew drumsticks.
Yep, you did.
I did some dope ass shit.
Dude, I did some dope shit in art class. I made a stamp of Galadriel's pin from The Lord of the Rings that I still have.
Bro.
Everybody wanted that stamp, dude. I got A+ with flying
hell
colors.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, she never gave me like a perfect score. It was always like a point off.
Give me a break. We ain't in it for that. Whatever.
No, I know my worth. Your numbers mean nothing to me.
Numbers mean nothing!
When numbers count for nothing, right, Sam Carter?
Hell yes. Hell yeah.
There's just some wind blowing right now.
Right, I hear that.
Oh, shit.
I hear that.
Yo, okay, this is... Who sent this? This is the Contortionist.
Give me a second.
This is their newest single called Early Grave.
Icarus Eclipse sent us this. These are all your Instagram handles.
Sick.
So, shout out to Icarus Eclipse.
Shouts
for
out.
Sending Early Grave by the Contortionist. Dude,
yes.
The Contortionist is some deep shit.
They are really cool. Just really cool.
Right. It's just different. It's unique. It's got a vibe. It's got a style. There's intention behind what they're doing.
And this song, if I do like remember correctly, was written for their fans.
Really?
I could be out. But it's about... Not. It's about depression.
Okay.
Reaching out.
See, like, they,
you know.
They're always... They go deep. Like,
they go
really,
really deep.
So you can feel that. I mean, it's...
You can feel
it's
it even
literally
in just the music.
And figuratively heavy.
Yes.
Like, you can feel it.
Yes.
So... It's not always something that I enjoy listening to on the daily because it carries so much weight,
mm-hmm.
Which is brilliant.
Yo.
But some of that stuff is very heavy, is very deep, and you have to be, like, in a mood or in a certain mindset to listen to it. Just like with certain films, like, you can't just put on fucking The Revenant and be okay.
Definitely
I watched
not.
The first 5 minutes of that, and I was just like, I can't do this.
No.
Nope.
Never.
God bless Leonardo DiCaprio. He deserved that motherfucking Oscar for that. Yes. I cannot watch it. Anyways. It made me... I was just like, I can't do this.
Yes.
Anyways. Heaviness.
The first song I ever heard by these guys was... Oh my God. It just fucking... Return to Earth.
Yes.
Their vocalist, Michael... I'm a sucker for, like, listen to him.
No, I know. I totally know.
I mean, this is for the other people.
This is for the other people. By the way, you can listen to this entire playlist on Spotify right now. Right this very minute.
Right now.
Just go to our Spotify, Hail right Your now. Highness, and it's in our playlists. There's 28 of them now.
Yeah. That's like... A lot of car drives.
Dude, just put the playlists on and go. Enjoy. Be blessed.
Yeah, the Contortionist has a pretty big discography.
Did they really?
Yeah.
They've been around for a while?
Yeah. They've gone through a lot of cool...
Evolutions.
Yes.
Nice.
From being, like, really heavy to this kind of beautiful, trippy,
dreamy.
Melodic...
Yeah.
D-Gen-T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know their genre.
That's a good thing, though. I think that's
a
good thing.
That's awesome.
You're undefiable by a genre.
Undefiable?
Undefinable. Is that what I said?
I defy you, Star.
I think I said undefinable, but my nose is just a little stuffy. So, undefinable. Undefinable. My nose is just stuffy right now.
Who else had a hard day today?
I mean, allergies, bro.
I mean, people,
I tried
bro.
Saying that with the stuffy nose, like a
allergies,
fake stuffy
bro.
Nose.
Oh, snap.
What's next?
This is some classic U2.
Dude.
Does it really say the genre right next to them?
Does it really?
It says pop.
That's funny.
I'll pay attention to the
Ian
next one.
Ian Swabby sent us U2.
This is Do You Feel Loved?
Dude, another thing... Like
I've never heard this song.
I don't know if I've heard this one, to be honest. I fucking love U2. I think U2 is one of the greatest bands to do what they have done for, especially guitar tone. The Edge has some of the greatest delays, tones. And he plays a lot of Gibson guitars, which that's all I play as well, for the most part.
Same.
And, I mean, Bono's just iconic. I mean, like, you go back into their earlier discography and just the history of that band and the songs they've written that were like historically very powerful for the time, that it still is very powerful for the time. Like, if you wanted like a band with a message, for sure, and then just a fucking really good band. And I hate people, again, who like think U2 is the worst band in the world. I fought someone over that
like
one
whatever.
Time. It was a dude, a douchebag in another band. An actual garbage can. I won't, you know, for other reasons. But, yeah, and it was after the show or something, and he tried to bitch about U2, and I was just like, U2 is one of my favorite bands.
Why
fuck
are you
off.
Being an actual bitch?
Because U2 is better than your band, bitch!
Ouch. Sorry. Success, bro, speaks for itself.
Anyways, I like U2. I really love U2. I've got several U2 records in my vinyl collection. Thank you, James Lee Jones from Trustfall.
Yo. Oh,
buddy James.
Dude, when
I miss
put
James.
That, oh, dude, I can't think about it.
Yeah, I miss Trustfall. Anyways, yeah, exactly. Totally. Nikki just read my mind and I read hers.
That's a whole lot of anger.
That's a whole lot of anger.
I should probably.
Funny that happened today.
I hope that.
Anyways.
Okay.
I don't know, this inside story shit is probably not,
dude, I'm so
interesting
sorry.
Or funny
so
in the least.
No, no, no.
For you guys.
What's
anyways.
The what's I mean, I'm a rookie here.
What?
The album is it Joshua Tree?
The Joshua Tree?
That's like kind of orange and black. It's them on
no.
the front.
No, that one's October, I do
there
believe.
There you go.
I do believe.
I remember putting that record on one night.
Joshua Tree, the cover is just a picture of them. It's like really wide. Like a
is
wide
it black
photo.
And white, though?
Yes.
Okay, well, then it's that one.
Is it? It's got no red on
bro,
it.
Bro, no, I said orange.
Orange. It doesn't have any
it's
orange
like burnt,
on it.
I don't know. I'll figure out.
You can show me when we go inside.
Either way, I put one of those on one night. Like, we were, I don't even know. I think maybe you were taking a shower, and I was like, I need something to just, like,
shock me out.
Chill me out. Something that I'm not familiar with to, like, make my brain
focus.
Turn slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Did exactly that.
Dude, those older records are absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember which ones I have. I didn't realize how many I had until you, like, pulled them all out the other day when we rearranged
God,
the living
in
room.
Fucking heaven, no. I hate rearranging shit.
Rearranging shit.
For sure.
For sure. I've noticed something about myself, guys. I say the word for, F-O-R, like a complete... Northerner.
Northerner.
And I pronounce it fur, like F-E-R-F-U-R, which F-E-R. Is a complete Michigan thing. I guess, is that the accent coming through?
Bro, when we went to fucking Wisconsin and played, what did we play in Wisconsin?
Eau Claire.
What was the festival?
No. Life
Festival? I can't talk, bro.
It's cool.
I remember... having a bunch of
people.
Oh my god, dude, my brain died. Wow.
anyways.
This is Bonnie Burr. Hey, Ma. Hell to the fuck yeah, I love Bonnie Burr. Anyway, quick story.
T Reaper, this is James. James sent us this.
James, brother.
Go for it.
I had a bunch of cigarettes in like an Altoid tin.
Case.
I never smoked cigarettes, but I always had this pack, and I was like, if the world ever ends, I just want to smoke a cigarette and watch the world burn, I guess.
Nice.
And a band that we played with was like, does anybody have cigarettes? Oh my god, like, we're all gonna lose our shit. I was like, I have
calm
these
down.
But they're really stale, and so they each took one, and I was like, they said something, and they were like so stoked.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, it's no big deal.
You
and
know.
And they're like, you know. And
oh
I was like,
God.
Are you kidding me? Where are you from? I was like,
Michigan.
I'm literally like across the way
right.
from here.
Dude, Wisconsin people have more accents than we do, I think.
Yes.
Certain Wisconsin people.
Yes.
Wisconsin is an interesting state.
Wisconsin was weird.
I'm trying to be nice about it, and Nikki's just like, Wisconsin's weird.
One of my dearest friends is from there. That's the only non-weird thing about it.
You know. We did pretty well in Wisconsin. We haven't been to Wisconsin
yeah,
in several years. I'm trying to remember the last time we went there.
2016. Yeah,
I think.
Dude.
Yeah. Dang, I just got the urge to pee really badly.
Bro, back to this.
I'm gonna hold it, though.
Back to this jam. That's
yeah,
not healthy, but it's okay.
Dude, I want to tell last night's story so bad, but
it's
too embarrassing.
I felt really bad.
Embarrassing.
I felt like the older sister for the first time in my whole fucking life, dude. Never.
Nikki made me do something.
No, it was not my fault, dude. I can still see what I can still see in the distance.
What?
Some of this.
No. It was... No, anyways.
I'm trying to, like...
The song.
Be soft and, like...
This is a very soft song. I apologize.
Nah, dude.
For ruining it.
Does everybody remember the song called Woods?
Woods.
I'm
See,
up in the woods.
I never really got into Bon Iver because,
Bon Iver?
However you say
it. Everyone says it different.
Bon Iver.
I always said Bon Iver.
Isn't he like from Iceland or something?
Couldn't tell you. I don't want to be wrong.
Okay. Or maybe that's somebody else. I don't know. But I guess certain people who listened to this I didn't like. So I was like, I'm not going to.
Oh, shit, but I listened to that.
Wait, I'm not
you
talking
like
about...
You like me, don't you?
Yeah, like you, mate. But I'm not talking about you, mate.
I'll show you my favorite Bon Iver songs.
Okay.
See if you like it.
Okay.
Really like it.
All right.
It's the old stuff, though. It's the old stuff that I was
right.
Because
people
into.
Are, like, losing their minds over this.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. I just never got into it. I guess I'm not
I
that
haven't.
Cool. I'm just not that cool.
I haven't delved into the new stuff yet. What
this
is up, Brockhampton?
Is Brockhampton.
Again, with some sugar.
A gay emo. Tati sent us this.
Yo, T, Angel. Love you.
Ooh, ooh.
I mean,
yeah.
It's cute.
Songs it's super cute.
Songs I would not like.
Yeah.
That if someone I like.
Right. Sends
shows
them to
me,
you.
I'm like, oh yeah, I like this now. Because
right.
I associate it with said person.
Right. That can be a bad thing too when it comes
sucks.
To music.
Fucking sucks, bruh. I stopped listening to a lot of music because people.
God, don't ruin music.
But it's
because
okay.
Of other
it's
people.
Okay. Like music has
I know.
Its
time and place.
Yeah, just like
seasons.
People. Just like people.
Yeah.
It's all
right. Right? I was thinking about that again today because I was listening to last week's podcast, mm-hmm. getting it ready to post and shit, and I was just like, ooh.
Wait,
thinking
this-
about.
What?
How certain people can ruin bands for
yeah.
you.
I mean, yeah.
You know?
Big it, time.
It blows. Because you share them with it, or they sometimes get associated.
See,
do not share your precious music with people. Just don't.
Yeah, sometimes...
That's bad advice, but...
People, like...
Don't let other people taint what has changed your life.
I
That's very precious.
It's been a while.
But share us with everyone.
It's been a long time since I, like, have shared music with somebody on that
right,
level.
Right.
Like, that's pretty
I mean,
intimate.
You can, right. I mean, you can tell someone about, like, hey,
yeah.
go listen to this,
it's
but
whatever.
Don't bond over it.
But, like...
This is terrible.
Nah, dude, this is real life. Like, you gotta
protect
yourself. Because, you know
your
what?
Musics.
Music is... They're more than a person.
That is very true.
And when a person gets ingrained into a song for you,
and it's bad. It can be bad.
It makes you feel homesick. Makes you feel gross.
Well, like you can never listen to it again.
No, it's not the same. The only for person good I share music for with bad. Is you, Brittany, Danny,
Mom and Dad.
Mom, yeah, dude, I show songs to my mom. Nah, dude, the cutest shit ever. What? Well, a couple mornings ago.
Oh, I want to share my Zac Efron story after this.
Sick. Mom Don't let me forget. Like, she was like, "What's that one song that's like gonna have a good time or whatever?" She's like, "Isn't it by someone called Arlo?" And I was like, "You know when your parents do like are way off and it kind of just like annoys you?" And
it's
you're
amazing.
Like, you're like, "No, are you? What are you fucking talking about?"
You turn into the teenager.
And she right, it was hilarious. She was like, "Wow, your whole face just like did a thing." And I was like, "Mom, I'm trying."
So she knew you were annoyed.
I'm trying to eat breakfast as she was like gently. Like patting my shoulder, being like, "Good morning, hi."
Right.
And I was like, "Wait, sing it again." And she was like, "Who's the guy that wears the really goofy tall hat?" And I was like, "You mean Pharrell?" She's like, "That's it." And I was like, "No, Ma, I don't think that's it." And then I was like, "Fucking Black Eyed Peas, Mom. I got a feeling. Are you for real?"
No,
she's like,
hilarious.
"That's it." And so
that is hilarious.
I pulled that shit up for her, and I kid you not. She was so annoyed.
Yeah, she was having a bad morning.
And like having a badass day. Yeah. And I popped the song and I go, "Hey, Mom, this is it." She was like, "Oh my God, that's it." And she did the dishes and like boots and boogied around the kitchen, and I just sat there and ate my breakfast and like cheesed so hard at her. I think I tweeted about it.
Yeah, I think you did too. That's hilarious.
What do we have here?
Coletta.
The song's called Raspberry Cough. Raspberry.
Oh, that's yelling.
Why does this fucking sound like a lot like birds?
Don't ask me, man. I don't know. I hope I'm pronouncing your handle right. Eloriel dot whatever. E-L-O-R-I-E-L. Eloriel dot whatever.
Is that a girl singing?
Pardon?
Is that a man or a girl
Dude,
singing?
I don't know. I've never heard this song until right now. In the 15 seconds of it that got posted in our story last week. It's interesting.
I'm here for it. It reminds me of a lot of stuff I used to listen to.
Yeah. We'll have to look it up later.
Oh my God. That line specifically sounded like fucking a Skylit Drive, dude.
Holy shit. That takes it way back.
I wasn't even super into them. There were a few songs I
Right.
Really
liked, that was a short phase. That was a very short phase.
This is cool. This reminds me of some good stuff.
Eloriel dot whatever.
Whatever. That's a great handle.
It is. I don't know what it means. If that's your name,
like,
that's type.
I'm always like, dude, this sounds like John Mess. Guys, is this fucking a lot like birds? What's happening? Dance, Cabin, Dance. Don't hit me.
I'm going to hit you. I don't even know, man. Let's see. Do I have a signal? I could look it up real quick. Coletta. You can keep talking.
I feel like I was going to say something and now I just... Actually, my brain has been just dying.
Coletta. Band. Coletta Band.
I'm not sure anymore.
Let's see. Coletta is a four-member progressive psychedelic pop rock band from Atlanta, Georgia.
Sick, dude. We played there.
No, we did not, actually.
Just kidding.
We were supposed to, but we didn't. Yes. Because we had a drop. Is there like a wiki page? We formed from our deep passion for music and synergy. Okay, they have a website.
I mean, bro, we can pause if you gotta pee that bad.
I'm gonna hold it. No, that was pretty tight.
Dude,
do they have a bio?
But it's not over yet.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Not either. There's like a
it's
minute
not
30
time yet.
Sorry.
Wow. Sorry.
Mind in time.
Actually, we may have to pause it. Cause I don't know if I can hold it, actually. When I have to pee, it just, like, hits me. How much of the song is left?
A minute 37.
Nope, we're gonna have to pause it.
Right.
Pause
we're gonna
it.
Pause
Ready?
For a pee break. 3, 2, 1.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
Yeah.
That was no time for you. Dude, it's fucking beautiful outside right now.
I believe it, mate.
The sunset. It was cloudy and yucky all day.
Guys.
And it cleared up at like 5:30.
Yeah. I waited after every summer storm and the sun came out after and it was still like halvesies outside for a rainbow. And I never saw a rainbow until today. The first day of fall.
Hell yeah.
It was a perfect rainbow.
Yuck, it was okay. Really pretty. Yucks okay.
Timina?
Yo.
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 I'm here for these guys. I'm going to listen to them. I think we should play shows together.
Who dis?
Same band.
No way.
Same band.
Oh, is this just the end of the song?
Yeah, it's just like a cool outro.
Oh, tight. I'm going to...
Coletta.
I'm gonna hashtag, I mean at them. I'll at
yes,
them.
Yes, please do.
Next week and be like, hey fellas, we trying to get back down to Atlanta.
That'd be awesome. Right? They play with that one band called Macari.
Oh.
They play with them.
They're in our related artists a lot.
Yeah, there were a couple other bands. They play with a band called the Dead Poets Society.
No, you cannot have
right?
a
band. I was
band.
Like, really, really?
You can't really? Do that. Actually, that'd be a brilliant fall movie.
Bro. That movie's really hard.
It is, but it's beautiful.
This is another band that's pops up quite often in our
related artists.
They're called a marionette.
A marionette.
Song's called Nerve.
Nerve. And then I'm
bitch, this sounds like Linkin Park.
Leash the Quiche.
Leash the Quiche?
Leash the Quiche.
That's adorable.
Sent us this. They sent us two things, actually.
Awesome.
Well, the other one after this. But yeah, this is called Nerve. And there's some rapping in it.
All right.
Yeah, they're all, like, almost always in our related artists.
I can vibe this.
I'm trying to remember if I think I had a tiny moment a couple years ago. I went and listened to them.
Are there two vocalists? Is it one guy?
I don't know. I think it's just one guy.
It's
I
tight.
Think. Because I think it was because they had popped up. They were in our related artists page on Spotify so much.
There.
So I was like, I'm going to go check out who these other bands are and what they sound like. So yeah, homie can like rip.
This actually kind of reminds me of a group called Lower Definition. I'm not quite sure if they're still together, but they were my
Aren't
fucking
they British. Lower Definition?
Yeah.
Weren't they British? No, I'm thinking Lower Than Atlantis.
Lower
Never
than
mind.
Atlantis. Still Never mind. Another great band.
Yeah,
another
for sure.
Great band.
Excuse me, I just did it again. For sure.
For sure, bro.
For sure, bro.
Sure, for sure. I've gotten into a terrible habit of saying it in that.
For sure, for sure?
Sure, for sure.
Sure, for sure.
It's really stupid.
Can I tell my Zac Efron story
yeah,
now?
Yeah, go for it, for sure.
So, for sure. Sure, for sure.
You've got a minute.
All right, so this weekend we went to a hot air balloon festival, right?
Yeah.
And we were getting ready for that. And we leave our television on. For our dogs, you know, just to so there's background noise so mm-hmm. they don't bark and go crazy, right? High School Musical 2 was on, right?
Bless.
And dad just like sits down in the chair waiting for the rest of us to get ready, and I come out to get a drink of water, and he was like, who is that? I was like, dad, that's Zac Efron. He's like, no way, he looks really young in that. I was like, yeah, I mean, that was like 10 years ago. I think it was 2007
Bro,
or something.
My life.
And it was to the bet on it, bet
Fuck
on it.
Yes.
You can bet on me. Right, right, right. And he's like, I didn't know he could sing like that. And I was like, yeah, dad. Simon Cowell actually offered him a singing contract and
yes.
turned it down.
Yes.
He's like, no way. He's like, how is he doing? How old is he now? You know, started asking me all these questions about Zac Efron. And
bless.
Then, which I just thought was hilarious. And, like, you know, a good-looking guy. your dad appreciating Zac Efron.
Dude, I thought...
So I tweeted Zac Efron. I was hoping, you know, he might just randomly see it.
Zachary.
There's still a chance, but you never know. I just thought it was hilarious.
That's the sweetest shit ever.
Right?
Honestly,
I was like, so my dad loves Zac Efron now.
And then I was like...
I told him about, you know, how he's buff now and had to... He broke his jaw and shit and, you know.
I still remember when that shit came out in
Bro,
8th grade.
In love. I was 16.
Thought I was going to marry Zac Efron.
15 or 16, I can't remember. High School Musical came out.
I'm gonna say this is called Andreas.
The artist is Andreas. The song. The
song's called Poetry.
Poetry. Leash the Quiche also sent us this.
Props on two awesome songs.
Right?
Quiche.
It's funny how we really don't listen to music like this anymore.
It takes me back.
Or should I speak for myself?
It's really funny. Both, like, this also really reminds me of a lot like Birds.
Right.
Who I was really heavily into until that band was shared with somebody.
Fuck that.
I mean, it's fine. Like, okay. I'm over it and I can handle it now. And like, I enjoy an occasional song by them.
Yeah.
So this brings back that like really nostalgic, like, whoa, being like brand new 20. I'm 20 years old.
I'm 20.
I'm edgy.
I'm an adult.
I love this cadence right here. It's good.
It's cool.
I really like it. I would listen to this.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before.
We would play shows with bands like
these. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think this Andreas, us, and then Coletta would be a great lineup.
Hell to the yes.
Like, why not?
Why not?
Where's this mate from?
I don't know, dude. I could look it up.
I always want to know, like, where are they from?
Right. Who are you? What do you do?
How old are you? What's your social security number?
Social security number and your sign.
What's your sign? Dude, I never used to be a sign ho.
I don't get it, but now I am, and it sucks. Like, I get it, but I don't get it.
I'm a Leo, and Jesse's a Cancer, and we are the most compatible siblings.
Are we really?
For our signs.
I don't know what my sign means. Is that me? Is that my sign? I don't know what my sign
means.
I don't care.
You'd roll your fucking eyes at it, and that's why you are that. You, Brittany, and Dad are all Cancers.
Oh, no, this homie had Tyler Carter on one of his songs.
Oh, what's up? That's tight. Sick.
Is this just a singular person?
I think so, because the picture is
Andreas is a masculine given name. Oh, that's for Wikipedia.
I'm here for it.
He's from Bakersfield, California.
Yo, I'm trying to get out there, bro.
His picture's really cute.
Yo.
I can't really find a whole lot of specifics here.
That's okay.
There's a Facebook page.
I can look him up later.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page.
Sick. I have not listened to Dallas in a really long time, and it makes me sad, actually.
This is City in Color, Strangers. Maddie Coxon sent this. Maddie, thank you.
Dude, I remember, like, one of the...
This is our last song, by the way.
Yes, this is our last song. One of the very first songs I learned with Dad on the guitar was a Dallas Green song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
City in Color?
Yeah. I always just said Dallas Green.
I know.
Which is funny because I remember hearing an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, someone was like, well, where do you get City in Color? And like, why do you spell it C-O-L-O-U-R?
Right, the European way.
And he was like, I thought about...
Way. He's Canadian, right?
I'm not sure.
Anyways.
Maybe. Why else would you spell it that way? I don't know.
Well, Canadians do spell it that way.
Right. But he was like, I thought about seeing a kid walk down the street with my name on it, and it mortified me. It was like, so I...
Oh, I know why. It's his name. Dallas Green. Dallas city? Is a city.
Oh my
Green
god,
is a color.
Dude.
Yeah, I get it.
100 years later.
No, I remember him saying that in that interview.
I have never. I'm honestly.
Really?
I feel really dumb.
Tight. I know more.
Wow.
I know shit.
You don't know more. You just like paid attention. And that was my issue in school.
I always paid attention. No, I had a phase in my life. But I still do.
In my life?
I still struggle with insomnia. No. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I was
until
there
like
last night. I was
7
there.
In the morning. You know, that's when I would fall asleep. And it would just be getting light out. And I would put City and Color on to calm down. To try and like...
Wow.
Try to fall asleep.
You never told me this.
I swear to God I have.
Who are you?
I've told you that.
What song?
I would just put the playlist on.
Yeah, dude, you had that playlist that I gave you all that music and put it on your thingy.
On your thingy.
Bruh.
Oh, my tooth just hit.
Coco nibs. I only have one tooth to hit.
Boom.
I could be like, oh my god, and freak everybody out at the show.
Just like spit your...
And be like, oh my god, tore the roof of my mouth off too, bro.
Clean fucking break, bro. Clean fucking break.
But yeah. City and Color, Dallas Green, man.
I feel like Dallas...
One of the purest voices I've ever heard.
Yeah, dude. He brought a lot of healing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of...
Alexis on fire.
He smacked... Dude, Rough Hands fucking changed my life.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. The album with the creepy... dude on the front with like boils on his hand.
Ew.
It's really scary and it
freaked
me out.
I probably know the song if I heard it.
Rough Hands.
Yes.
Rough Season.
Yes.
That song.
Gotcha. They had a separate screamer, right? Correct? Mm. Yeah. There. All right. Fam.
Wow.
That is the conclusion of Episode 5 of She Freak.
Wow, dude, that was just like nice and smooth.
Dude,
bro.
We might have been a little bit more chill on this. I don't know.
I like not yelling.
I like not yelling.
So like...
We've been a little out of it these past few days, though. It's the weather or
I've
something.
I've been a lot of like the past few days.
It's been really dark.
It's been dark, but I've also just been like... freaking out, but in a funny way, just being like, bro, I feel psycho. I just feel
right,
like psychotic
like,
right now.
I'm gonna go crazy. So it's like, just smoke,
but like
a joint.
But
calm
it's been
down.
Making mom laugh. It makes everyone laugh when I am like, oh dude, I'm gonna just like
I'm gonna
lose.
Flip out.
I'm just gonna lose my shit. It's cool. It's tight. But
touching.
I was trying to push my fucking sandal back on my foot, bro.
Oh my god. Also, we've been. Just in this waiting period for Unwoo every Wednesday and Thursday, which is just really hard. Trying to find a K-drama to just to fill that void.
Bro,
in the meantime.
I just leaned on...
You good? We better wrap this up quick.
Jungsook, I miss you.
Dude, so
will you please
freaking
come home?
Much. Bro, but Song Kong... I'm gonna die. Love Alarm on Netflix.
Probably he likes
the last few episodes
English,
were so upsetting, but you
see,
know.
I feel psychotic right now.
Okay.
Just like out of nowhere, bro. Dude,
okay,
my phone
we should
just
probably
lit
stop.
Up.
Bro, my phone just lit up. Bro. So anyway. Next week I don't know if we'll film or record on Sunday again because we'll be driving home from Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
So we'll probably again skip another live stream and just record on a random day. This is a Monday. Recording for a Sunday and a Wednesday, but you know,
like grab a. Okay, I got it.
You got it. What is it?
I had to.
You got it. What is it?
Grab a piece of paper.
Paper.
And a pen or pencil.
I have hiccups.
And just be like.
Be like.
Dear self.
Dear self.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
And put three things.
That are positive.
Three positive things that you are.
Send us what those are.
And send them to us.
Two for
and I'll post one. And Jesse will post one.
I hope we remember to do this.
Yeah.
Just you're going to have to send it to us so we remember to do it.
I just want everybody to feel better.
You know, it's been a weird, like, weirdness in the atmosphere.
It's been a lot of weirdness.
Atmospheric shifting. Our Earth is
affecting us.
Yeah, definitely. You should be able to feel this. Like, if you don't feel this, you're just numb to everything. But it's been heavy.
It's been heavy.
It's been heavy. We're living in a heavy climate, a heavy time. And, this always is just hopefully a way to, you know, make you giggle, make you laugh, make you smile
yeah.
a little bit from what's going on in the world. But don't forget what really is happening around you and in your surroundings, and wise up. Time to wise up. Anyway.
No more plastic.
No more plastic. Absolutely not. Fuck plastic.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
But not fuck you.
Not fuck you.
You are more than that.
Right. You are not plastic.
You're not plastic, bitch. You are the diamond in the rough.
Compostable.
Yo, you will be remade new every time you are trashed. Just think about that for a minute.
What?
Every time you're thrown away.
Yeah.
By somebody who doesn't understand.
Yeah.
The weight of your everything.
Yeah.
They gonna throw you away, and guess what, bitch?
You're gonna be reborn.
You're compostable. So you will become back.
I was talking about death, but yeah.
Nope. I'm talking
That's
about...
That's even better.
You're coming back as that awesome-ass compostable burger holder.
Burger holder?
Yeah, that they give you. I need a to-go box.
Right, and it's compostable?
I don't know, dude. I just want you to know you're loved.
I just need
That's
you to
That's a roundabout
know.
Way of saying have a fantastic rest of your week.
Yep.
Enjoy it. We got shows this weekend. Actually,
Drink some water.
This is in the past from when it'll be aired.
We're in Korea right now, actually.
We already played in Kalamazoo and Fort Wayne.
Bro, Nikki, I hope you do great, honey. Child.
Right. It's going to be fire. We'll talk about it on the next podcast, I'm sure, next week, which will be 2 weeks. Or next week. It'll be...
My brain is frying.
Concept of time is gone.
I love you.
Have a great week. And weekend. Hopefully, some of you will be spending
Te
it with
amo.
Us.
사랑해.
아시테루.
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 Hi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Ich liebe dich.
There you go.
That one's hard.
Something. Jeez. Amor. I don't know.
Mi amor.
Mi amor.
My love. My heart. My love.
Okay, sick, bruh. I love you.
It's
Jesse
getting weird.
Loves you.
It's getting weird.
Shit's weird, but what the fuck can you do? Just look the other way, I guess.
Here we go.
Okay, bye. All right.
Bye.
Annyeong.